Welcome to episode 1191 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week and next, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. However, we will do so with a twist. We examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. Today, we consider the beloved hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O Thou of God and man the Son, Thee will I cherish, Thee will I honor, Thou Fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is pure. The woeful heart to see.
The genesis of the hymn's text traces back to the fervent religious landscape of 17th century Germany. The earliest known rendition of the words appeared in a Jesuit manuscript discovered in Münster, Westphalia, dating to 1662. This initial version comprised six stanzas, articulating a profound adoration for Christ. Soon after, the hymn found its way into print, making its public debut in the Münster Gesangbuch, a prominent Catholic hymnal, in 1677. This printed version typically featured five stanzas and introduced the opening line, Schönster Herr Jesu, Herrscher aller Erden, which translates to Fairest Lord Jesus, Ruler of all Earth. Despite its early publication and eventual widespread adoption, the identity of the original German author remains shrouded in the anonymity common to much folk and early religious poetry. Parallel to the development of its sacred text, the melody that would inextricably become linked with Fairest Lord Jesus emerged from a distinct secular sphere. This simple yet captivating tune is widely believed to be an 18th century Silesian folk song. Silesia, a region encompassing parts of modern-day Poland, Czech Republic, and Germany, was rich in a vibrant oral tradition of music. Let's get deep. How does this song help us get deep in our understanding of Jesus? The hymn beautifully contrasts Jesus with the most stunning elements of the natural world. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, immediately sets the stage, acknowledging his sovereign position. It then compares his beauty to the fair are the meadows, fairer still the woodlands, and the jeweled crown of nature's spring. This helps us appreciate Jesus' aesthetic beauty as unsurpassed, even by the most glorious parts of creation. It then elevates this further, stating Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the gems of the sky, sun, moon, and stars. This comparison isn't meant to diminish creation, but to elevate Jesus far above it. He is not just beautiful like creation. He is beautiful in a way that surpasses and illuminates creation. This comparative language helps us grasp his transcendent beauty and divine glory. It suggests that while we can see glimpses of God's beauty in the world around us, Jesus embodies that beauty in its purest, most perfect form. He is the ultimate expression of divine artistry and splendor. Beyond mere physical or aesthetic beauty, the hymn points to the profound truths about who Jesus is. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O Thou of God and man the Son. This line is crucial as it acknowledges his dual nature, fully God and fully human. It's a foundational theological truth that helps us understand his unique mediatorial role. He is connected to both realms, making him the perfect bridge between God and humanity. We will ever praise thee, thou our soul's delight, our crown of life. This shifts from simple observation to worship. He's not just a beautiful sight, he is the source of spiritual joy and eternal reward. This reveals his role as the ultimate satisfier of our soul's deepest longings. Fair is the sunshine, Fairer still the moonlight, and all the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter. Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast. This final comparison expands beyond earthly beauty to heavenly beings, proclaiming Jesus' supremacy even over angels. This reinforces his divine sovereignty and unmatched holiness. Through these statements, the hymn pushes us beyond a superficial appreciation of Jesus. It encourages us to see him as the sovereign creator, ruler of all nature, the divine human mediator, son of God and man, the source of ultimate joy and life, soul's delight, crown of life, the supreme being in holiness and glory, outshining even the brightest heavenly hosts. In essence, Fairest Lord Jesus is not just a song about beauty. It's a song that helps us comprehend the unparalleled excellence and intrinsic worth of Jesus, leading us into deeper worship and understanding of his unique identity as both Lord and Savior. Here is a modern reworking of this hymn.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy and crown. Jesus, you're the King of glory, Lord of all we sing, risen now in light and beauty, reigning matchless. Still the woodlands robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes the woeful heart to sing. Jesus, you're the King of glory. Beautiful Savior, Lord of all the nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine. Jesus, you're the King of glory, Lord of all we sing, risen now in light and beauty, reigning matchless.
As we close, remember Jesus' beauty is not just to be admired from afar, but to be experienced personally in our daily walk. He is the one who outshines creation, the angels, and every earthly glory, and yet he draws near to us with love. Let the truth of his surpassing beauty move us to deeper worship and lives that reflect his light to the world. Father, thank you for revealing the surpassing beauty of your Son, Jesus, who outshines all creation and draws us into deeper worship. Help us to see him clearly, to love him fully, and to reflect his light in our lives each day. May his glory in us draw others to your love and the hope we have in Christ. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.